أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. هو
pass away during the call of that day, pass away with Shaheed and the martyr. And if you read the same thing in the evening, after Maghrib Salat, you read the same A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitanir Rajeem three times, and these verses, and for the entire night, 70,000 angels will dua of forgiveness for this person, and if he happens to pass away during the course of the night, he'll pass away as a shaheed. Next in the program we have, inshallah, is Nazam by our Imam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Assalamu alaikum. محترم حضرات, آپ کے سامنے حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم اقبال صاحب نور اللہ قدم مجتبہ کے عارفانہ کلام پیش کرنے جا رہا ہوں. غور سے سماعت سنیں.
سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا
مانا ہم نے چمن میں
خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا یہ مانا ہم نے چمن میں خوش رنگ گل سے بلبل ہے مست و شیدا مگر نشیمن جو مگر نشیمن جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بناؤں مگر نشیمن جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن مجھے تو اختر سکون دل کر ملا تو بس اہل دل کے در پر مجھے اپنا مسکن تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بنا تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمی میں دل سے نہ کیوں بناؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب دیدن بیدا
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام البخيل إذا ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Make dua, Allah give us barakat in our time. Time is very short. Lot we would like to say. And for example, this ashar that were read, how important they are, how enjoyable they are, how beneficial. So we have to translate them. And in fact, if we spend our whole hour just discussing the ashar, it won't be enough. Then we would like to speak on the importance of sunnah, discuss one sunnah, and then our subject will start. So by then already Muazzin will be giving adhan. So make dua, Allah give barakat in our little time, inshallah. So first we'll translate this view, very beautiful poem. And also, it's not a speech. Yeah. Sukoon e dil. So, and Qari Sahib read it also so beautifully, mashallah, which increased the beauty also. Sukoon e dil dar majlis e ahle dil. May Allah, that this reality is coming to us. That is why we have come, it comes into us. We have left our homes, we are going from place to place to let this come into our hearts and our realization. And for all of us, that we don't want it only for ourselves, but we want it for everyone. And that is a great jazbah also, which is of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah Ta'ala said, As-salamu, as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam immediately said, As-salamu alayna. Not only on me, but all, my whole ummah. And particularly, وَعَلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ. May Allah make us of عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ. So that special salawat, rahmat khasa, in the dua, in the words and desire of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can shower and rain down upon us also. So, sukoon-e dil, the peace of mind, comfort of the heart, where does a person get it? Dar majlis e ahle dil. Those people who have got hearts. By biological, physical hearts, we also got. Every animal also has got. But the spiritual heart, a heart that is thankful to the giver of the heart. A heart that is obedient to the creator of the heart. A heart that has got the love of the creator of love. And that heart, may Allah give us, that is the object of us coming here. Siwai tere koi thikana nahi hai. Besides you, O Allah, there is no one that I can depend on, trust on, I can turn on. You are the only one. And only Allah has got that power that can help you. As the Hazrat has explained in this poem. Ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun. O my Allah, wherever I go, it is only you that can help me. And this every person, even an atheist at the time of big problems, realizes it's only Allah Ta'ala who can help. And when that conviction comes, then if any problem, anything, for example, firstly, all the time, inshaAllah, will be on our tongue. That I can't even, how many people phoned home? We'll be there in 5 minutes. In 5 minutes, they were in the mortuary. So without Allah's wish, nothing can happen. Anything, you got your passport, you got your visa, you got your bookings, everything. If Allah wishes, you can't go anywhere. You can get a heart attack and you stay at home. You can slip on a banana peel and you go 6 months to hospital. It's only in the hands of Allah. So a person that yaqeen must come into our hearts. Allah alone is the doer of everything. asbab, our means, that don't make them arbab, don't make them your gods. Use asbab, it is sunnah. But to make asbab your arbab is shirk. That is, but you are associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. Leave asbab at the level of asbab, and Allah is the Rabb. Realize Allah alone is the doer. And Allah can do with asbab, Allah can do without asbab. Allah can do according to asbab, and Allah can do against asbab also. Having the asbab, milk is very good for you. But that same milk can be the cause of your illness also. So it's only in the hands of Allah. Kisse ghame jaan o dil sunao, who can I go and say of the wounds of my heart and soul, the difficulty. And when we think of this, that some dunyas think somebody did me down in business, my wife was unfaithful to me, or anything else, we think that is the source of the heart. But the one that Hazrat is referring to, that the desire of wrong, temptation Allah has kept in every person, but that I did not fulfill those desires, that pain of my heart. There was that beautiful woman, what a figure, what a complexion, and by nature you want to look, and that is not haram, that nature Allah has put, to look is haram. And the power of iman comes when you have that urge and the stronger urge, but you don't practice upon it. Then your iman frog leaps in front, and you go by leaps and bounds to Allah Ta'ala. So that is the sore and the pain of the heart which Al-Hazrat is explaining. Kisse mein zakhme jigar dikhao, who can I go and show the wound which is on my heart? That I also have, and Hazrat used to say many times, main bahut romantic mizaj ka aadmi ho. My nature is very romantic, and the more you have that, and the more you abstain from sin, the more harder, and that is really where you go by leaps and bounds to Allah Ta'ala. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai. The people of the dunya, they are not loyal. They cannot appreciate. All the time we hear, a worker will say, I do so much for my boss, but he doesn't appreciate. The boss will say, I do so much for my workers, but they don't appreciate. Husband will say, I gave my life for my wife and children, but they don't appreciate. They in turn will say, we do everything for our dad, but dad doesn't appreciate how he treats us, how bad he is to us. So this is dunya wale, the one, ni'mal qadirin, the greatest appreciator of the smallest thing is Allah Ta'ala. Allah's one name is Ash-Shakur, the thankful one. And Allah give jaza khair to ulama ahl dil. They have given the meaning of Ash-Shakur, alladhi yu'ti al-ajr al-jazeer ala al-amal al-qaleel. That being who gives a great reward on a small amal. Who in this world can do that? If you have employed 5 laborers to work for you, and you told them, I'll give you 50 rand for this job each, and one man is standing with them and he's talking with them, distracting, not letting them work properly, troubling them all the time. And then when they come for their wages, he also joins the queue. Who in the world will say, okay, you also take 50 rand? Allah is that being. That if you just join the queue, Allah will say, come, you also take. You join the queue, you also take. Nobody can do that. That is Allah. So do for Allah. And the minute this realization comes, you don't have to work for ikhlas. Ikhlas will come automatically. Who else can reward you, can appreciate? You want praises from people, my bayan? People, mashallah, very good bayan. My qiraat, people must appreciate. Or whatever else it is, people cannot appreciate. He'll find fault all the time. Only one that appreciates is Allah Ta'ala. So ikhlas will come automatically when you have ma'rifat, muhabbat of Allah. You know who Allah is. You won't be able to do things for other people, because you know they can't appreciate. Do it only for Allah Ta'ala. He's the one that will appreciate. Wafa ki qeemat se be khabar hai. And these poor people of dunya, they are excused. They don't know the value of loyalty. They don't know the value of being thankful and appreciative. That is only Allah Ta'ala, who is so appreciative and who is so loyal. So you do every on small, small things. What won't Allah give you in this dunya for the akhirat as well? Phir unko dil deke zindagi ko jafa se aahan kyu banao? Then why must I give my heart to this dunya people? Whether it is even things of dunya, you give your heart to your business. Your life is your business. You give your heart to your sports. How many people, their lives they have given it to sports. You give your life to politics. You give your life to anything else. Or you give your life. Hazrat explains one Hindu in Allahabad. There was a woman very beautiful. He married her and he gave his life and heart to that woman. But she died very young. He went mad. He said, if I knew you were going to die so young, I should never give you my heart and life. And he couldn't do without her. He went mad. So you give your heart and life for anyone, for anything in this dunya, you'll suffer the consequences. You give it for Allah, Allah is al-hayyul qayyum, the ever-living who keeps others living also, who is eternal and who gives life to others. You do it for him, he is the only one that can reward you. How much of sincerity will come in a person if we go through the scores of what is called the tasawwuf and we find the marifat of Allah, we find the love of Allah Ta'ala, then your ibadat goes from 0 to 100. All your things, your eating will make you a wali of Allah. Your sleeping, the habit of Allah. You'll see Allah. In your sleep, you'll see Allah. In your eating, in your baby, you will see Allah. In the namats you enjoy, they will be there. But you will see Allah also. That Allah is the giver. How high won't you be raised in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala? So giving your heart to anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala, why destroy and make your heart useless? Turn it only to Allah Ta'ala. Ye but jo muhtaj hai sarafa, ghulam unka banu, to kyu kar? These idols which are totally helpless, which are fully dependent, why must I go and depend on them? The one beautiful example of this is that a person who is paralyzed, he tells another paralyzed person, you jump on my back and this heavy N2 freeway. This heavy freeway which is so busy, I will take you across it. He's paralyzed himself and he wants to take another. One blind person tells another blind person, come, I'll lead you, I'll take you. So we are muhtaj. And what you depend on anything besides Allah, they are muhtaj. How can they help you? Allah is the one that sees to the needs and guides everyone. Turn to Him and see how Allah Ta'ala will help you. Why turn to anything and anyone besides Allah Ta'ala? Ghulam kabhi ghulam bankar, main apni qeemat ko kyun ghataun? Becoming a slave of a slave. Why must I drop my value like that? All the creation are the slaves of Allah. And you becoming their slave. You become the slave of your business. You become the slave of your wife. You become the slave of your passion and desire. You becoming their slave, you are lowering your value. You become the slave of Allah, you raise your value. You go up, so turn to Allah. Allah is that being, only being, that is worthy that you become His slave. And this is really the value of La ilaha illallah, that you become the slave of Allah. In this dunya, what you won't get, you will get Jannat in the Akhirah. But when you don't want to be the slave of Allah, you lose everything of dunya also. Akhirat will also be lost. Ye maana humne jaman mein khush rang, gul se bulbul hai mast aur shaida. Then see how logically and how from every angle Hazrat has proven his point also. Hazrat says, we accept, we believe. The garden is beautiful. There are beautiful nightingales. There are beautiful roses and flowers all. In other words, this dunya is beautiful. The temptations are there. The dunya is beautiful. The scenery now in summer when the gardens are lush and green, the streams are flowing, waterfalls, the water is flowing, beautiful woman Allah has made in this world, beautiful things are the furniture and the houses and all these things, temptations are there. And this one thing beats the other. What things we understand, this all things of dunya, these temptations Allah has put, and it's a big test for us, a big fitna, all these temptations of dunya, which are in front of all. Magar nashiman jo arzi ho, to usko maskan, make you banao. But that nest, which is temporary, why must I make it my house? This dunya is temporary. Why make this, why go after this, whatever it is, your lust and your desire also, it also comes to an end. And you become colder than a deep freeze one time. You can't do anything whatsoever. Your back gets bent, and your head is paining all the time. This dunya, whatever it is like there is an earthquake taking place. You can see your house is falling apart. Who is it that will go and build that house at that time? When the earthquake is taking place, your house, because whatever you'll try and repair is going to fall apart. Realize that dunya is just an earthquake. One day, everything, your house will go in front of your eyes, it will go away. Your, whatever you have, everything will be snatched away in front of your eyes when maut will come. Everything will be taken away. So why put your heart in this dunya? Put your heart that in that place, the akhirat, which is eternal. Your youth will remain eternal. Your beauty will remain eternal. Your enjoyment of a person who likes his food, he'll eat in Jannah, not to fill his stomach, just to enjoy. Yeah, we enjoy so much, you want to have that one more pie which was so nice. Or that paya which was so nice. And I would like a bit more. But now it catches you in your chest. Now you have got gas problem. I can't have more, whole night I will suffer. Jannah, no worry. Can keep on eating. Your stomach won't get full. And you'll eat just for enjoyment. And you'll never come to an end. And the woman of Jannah, the Hurul Ain, and your desire will never come to an end. You have no fear of AIDS and HIV in Jannah. You have no fear of anything, no accidents, no snakes or snake bites, no anyone getting hurt and sore, no anybody becoming angry and upset. So make that your, that is what we should make. Why are you wasting your time? This dunya is not even 2 minutes compared to one day of akhirat. Can't we even make that little sabr? And akhirat is not one day, forever and ever. Just make sabr for 2 minutes compared to one day and get Jannat, and then see what Allah, what your position will be. Mujhe to akhtar sukoon e dil gar mila to bas ahle dil ke dar pe. Hazrat says that, oh akhtar, addressing himself but giving a lesson to us. If you want this sukoon e dil, if you want this peace of mind and comfort of heart, there is only one place, and that is by the Ahlullah. It isn't really not in Darul Ulooms also. You'll get knowledge in Darul Ulooms also. It is in the Khanqah. And by that Khanqah, where the Saqi, the person who is in charge of the Khanqah, is also Ahle Dil. Allah has given him a heart. Be in his company and you'll find the sukoon and you'll find your comfort. And then see, it will transfer onto you also. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jaati hai. This fire is not that it will just be, it will burn in you. You join yourself and it will automatically, this fire will come into you also. And then you will see, look at our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that we have seen in Alhamdulillah, in our senior age that Allah made us reach. And we have seen that Allah Ta'ala, this love which Hazrat had, and from there we can imagine Shaykh Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali and the other great Buzur. But what we saw with our eyes, whether it is Karachi, whether it is the whole of Pakistan, whether it is Bangladesh, whether it is South Africa, Malawi, Zambia, UK, USA, wherever. And till today we meet people who just cherish that they wanted to just see Hazrat one time. So this is that love of Allah, which when it comes in the heart, people become die hearts for you. People say, they will love you. They tell you, you stop us from so many things which we desire, but that increases our love for you. Eh? This is that love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah grant us that reality. To inke dar ko main apna maskan samim dil se na kyun banao. Then their threshold and their place, the khanqah, why don't I make, how is it that I can't, I have to, I'm forced to, by nature, by my insight, I'm forced to make that my house. More than what my own house is, where I get this treasure, that is where my heart is. A businessman, he'll go home, he'll sleep also at home, he'll eat also, but his heart is in his business all the time. All the time, he's on the phone all the time. Because there is where he's making his money. Whatever a person, a soccer player, any sportsman, his house is not his house. He is on the sports, even when he's at home. He's on the sports field all the time. And he's all the time dribbling and betting and hitting sixes and all that. His life is in that. So those who have found Allah, what are all these things? Nothing. And where you got it? Your house won't be your house. The khanqah, my sheikh's khanqah. That is where I get. And your heart will be there all the time. May Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. As far as the importance of sunnahs are concerned, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali said very many poems. One poem, Hazrat said, agar sunnat nabawi se phir se amal karegi ye ummat. If this ummat will make amal on sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, uski bhawar phir tufano se nikal jayegi. This ship of ours, the ship of the ummah that is moving on the seas and that has been caught up on in all the storms, if we will just make amal on sunnah, the ship of ours will go out of the storms. And there is no exaggeration in this, absolutely no exaggeration. Whether it is the problems in Syria, what serious problems? Whether it's the problems in Egypt, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, anywhere, our personal, my own personal problems, my family, whatever it can be, bring sunnahs, and by the barakat of sunnahs, say how Allah will take out, take away all these problems. Of a person who's involved in guna and temptations of guna, increase your durooch, just bring sunnahs in your life, and by the barakat of that, when Allah Ta'ala Himself has declared, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you want the love of Allah, you want to prove the love of Allah, fattabi'uni, then you follow me, yuhbibkum Allah, Allah will love you. When Allah loves you, well, a mother who loves her child, will the mother ever tolerate and allow to see the child in dirt, in filth, snake is coming for it and the mother is not worried? There is a fire and the mother is not worried. How will the mother go out of her way? She'll give her own life to save her child. So if Allah loves you, Allah doesn't have to give His life. He's so powerful and so great. Just get the love of Allah. And one of the easiest ways of getting the love of Allah, ittiba'i sunnat. And ittiba'i sunnat is lovable. Ittiba'i sunnat is simple. Ittiba'i sunnat is cheap. The cheapest commodity is sunnat. And the most easiest way of life is sunnat. Just follow sunnat in our life and see you'll get the love of Allah. All, how many, the rewards of it, etc. That is by the way. And once you have got the love of Allah and Allah loves you, you got, Allah will take over all your problems. Hey, whatever worries you got, whatever problems, Allah will take them over. But unfortunately, this we just hear and we just speak, but it doesn't go in our hearts. In our hearts, I have to go university. Without university degrees, I won't get anywhere in life. I have to have business. I have to have cars. I have to have income. All these things. If I have to give a talk on that, it will make a lot of sense to everyone. But to follow sunnahs, no, these are now just things these people talk about. It is out, it's just part of our deen and we have to believe and we just have to accept. But really in actual life, this is not what is actual life. Actual life is business. Actual life is university. Actual life is dunya. That is what is life. We haven't got this. And where will you get this? This you'll get in the khanqah. When you will devote yourself and diligently you'll follow the khanqah, then Allah will bless these qualities and these realities in you. May Allah make it a reality within us, inshallah. The ayat al-kareema of the Quran Sharif I read, and inshallah the importance of Durood Sharif. Today is Friday night also, and this is a very important ibadat of Jummah, Durood and Salawat on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for all the time and especially for Jummah. We were in Kuala Lumpur and we had a program for ulama, and it was upstairs on top of the masjid. So we climbed the stairs and we went up. Quite a few ulama were there. When we just sat down, I asked them that when we're climbing stairs, what is the sunnah dua? All knew it immediately. Now also all knew it. Then I asked them who read it. All were quiet. At least they didn't say we read it in our hearts. South Africans all only read in their hearts. You ask them who read Bismillah? Yes, I read it. But I didn't see your lips moving. I didn't hear you. No, I read in my heart. But when we eat, we don't eat in the heart. Now we were having tea by Qari Sahib. So I told them, I'm hearing the spoon moving in the cups. It's hitting against the cup. And I'm hearing the plates clattering one on the other. They're putting the plates. But I'm not hearing Alhamdulillah from anyone. And when I ask, they say, yeah, we read. I read Alhamdulillah. But in the heart. MashaAllah, we are very sincere. We only do for Allah. We just read in the heart. We don't show anyone. Which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Hajis are returning from Jeddah with Saudi Airlines, latest brand new aircraft, the best wheels in the world they got. When they landing at King Shasha or Tembo, wherever, and the captain announces or the pilot, that see, we got the best wheels in the world. Nobody got wheels like what we have got. And we don't have to show the world we got wheels. So we're going to land with the wheels inside the aircraft. We're not going to take them out. And we all have to have ikhlas. Why must we show the world we got the best wheels in the world? All will plead with the captain, please keep your ikhlas for tahajjud time. And keep your ikhlas for haram of Makkah. But yeah, please make riyah. Show your wheels here. And if you don't, the whole aircraft will go up in fire. So our ikhlas also, keep it in its place and where it has to be. And where we have to read, we have to, some people, namaz also we read in the heart. Whole namaz, the lips don't move at all. You ask them, you read? Yes, we read in the heart. Ask the ulama if that namaz is made. If your tilawat means your lips and your tongue must move. And you must hear it yourself. That is what is called tilawat. And tilawat is farad in namaz. If you don't make tilawat, your namaz is not made. So much of ikhlas in namaz also is rejected by Allah Ta'ala. And what is ikhlas? What is the reality? That also without, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah takes qasam and says that without the sohbat of Ahlullah, buzurgo ki jhootiya seedhi kiye bagheer, ikhlas kabhi nahi aata. What qasam he says. So we can think, make ourselves happy, I got ikhlas and that. But is it ikhlas? That is a different thing. If I put up four bamboo poles on the pavement outside, and I put a sail, all torn and tattered sail, and I give the name Hotel Paradise, I can make myself happy, I got Hotel Paradise here. But is that accepted Hotel Paradise by anyone? So in the same way, I can make my, when the thought doesn't come to us, have I got ikhlas or not? Our money, 10 rands, we are particular, we put it where, and who I gave it to you. Your little small, your some document, your cell phone, whatever it is, how we are, but who has worried whether I've got ikhlas or not? That worry also, and a person, the sign of a person having ikhlas is he's got worry that have I got, I haven't got ikhlas. But a person is content, he's just carrying on, not thinking also. How will that person have ikhlas? So may Allah bless us with these realities. One sunnat is so important, and one extremely valuable sunnat is to read Durood Sharif. And it was farad on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also to read Durood on himself, as he was Muhammad, but he had to read the Durood on Rasulullah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this iman was also farad on him to believe I am the Rasul of Allah. So to read durood upon himself, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had to read durood on himself. And this is one such ibadat, as we will discuss, which even Allah is doing. But Allah doesn't do it as ibadat. Whose ibadat must Allah do? Allah doesn't make namaz, Allah doesn't keep roza, Allah doesn't give zakat, but durood, Allah says in the Quran, Allah is sending durood also. So what a maqam and position of durood. So in this ayat kareema, which I've recited, and which we all know the ayat also, we hear it very often also, we know the translation also, but our shaykh, jazahumullah khair, and what a shaykh at Kamil, who did not only teach us the sawwuf and that, he didn't only teach us fiqhi masail, even from nahwa and sarf, Hazrat taught us. For example, this ayat, we all say, what is the translation? Allah sends durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The malaika sends, so O believers, you also send. But according to Arabic grammar, this is jumla ismiya. And one of the qualities of jumla ismiya is continuity. So it continuous. The verb that is used in here, yusallun, which is also fa'al mudari, which also shows to continuity. So from Nahwa and Sarf, we find the complete translation of this ayat is all the time. Allah and the Malaika are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every moment, every second, Allah and the Malaika are sending durood. Then Allah exhorts us, you also send durood. So when Allah is sending durood, and all the time Allah is sending durood, how great is not this ibadat, that Allah himself is sending durood. And all the time Allah is sending durood. And the malaika, those nufus-e qudsiyya, pure beings, they also continue sending durood on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is enough to prove the great virtuous position of sending salawat. And then we are being exhorted, encouraged, we are being commanded, you also read durood. So, as I said, those ulama in Kuala Lumpur, I asked them who read Allahu Akbar. All said, they kept quiet. Then, yeah, also, how many of us have heard this bayan so many times? But how many of us are reading durood? Even 10 times a day, even 25 times a day, we hear the bayan, but who of us are reading durood? Last Jummah passed, to this Jummah is coming, make niyat to read, but last Jummah, how many durood's did we read? How many of us are reading? The 40 durood's at least. Or reading this durood of Jummah, which are special, who of us are reading them? So we are listening. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's quality was sami'na wa ata'na. We heard and we obey, we follow. Immediately they made niyat. And one point of advice which Allah has put in my heart, which I wish to share, even when a bayan is carrying on. For example, Maulana Rashid, Allah reward him, Qari Sahib read those ayats of Surah Hashar. And then he reminded us that a person who reads that at night in the morning, 70,000 angels make dua for you. So who of us read it today? And at that time, who of us read it? And I'll ask Mali Rashid if he read it. He told us all to read it. But whether he read it also. So this is the thing that are we doing? That is the important thing. We are tired of listening to Fazail-e Amal. Every day, year in and year out, I'm tired. I know the whole kitab. But how much are you making amal? And Quran Sharif, we get tired of reading. But how much amal are we making? So that is what is required. And Allahu Akbar. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that the whole of Islam is the sawwuf. So you can't show me one ayat, one hadith in which there isn't a sawwuf. But we haven't understood what is the sawwuf. What is the sawwuf? Not flying in the air. Mosquito also flies. A fly also flies in the air. It's not to walk on water. A fish swims in the water also. That is no tasawwuf, all this karamats and that. All Maulana said, what is the sawwuf? Ma'lumat, the things that we know, to make them ma'mulat, to practice upon them. How much of deen don't we know? Even the person with the least knowledge of deen, compared to how much amal he's making, how much knowledge hasn't he got? But amal, we are, and that is all what the tasawwuf is. And Allah reward our share that Hazrat worked on this, that how much of deen to bring it. Deen is not a knowledge. Deen is not a bayan. Deen is not the effort of deen. Deen is to practice deen. That is what is deen. Deen is not the picture of deen. Deen is the actual practice of deen. That is what is called. And in the qabr it will be asked, ma deenuka, not ma ilmuka, not how much knowledge you have, not how much effort of deen you made. I went so many chillas, I built so many darlums, I opened so many maktabs, I did so much social welfare work. Alhamdulillah, that is all. But how much of deen was in you? And what is that? How much of practice was in you? That is what is deen. You know about namaz, but are you making namaz? You know about concentration in namaz, but is there one bit of concentration in your namaz? You know, you can give a talk bayan that how you must treat your wife. Eh? And all the time you're talking and people think, oh, what a husband he is. But when ask his wife that what kind of a husband is he, then you might get another report there. So just to talk about deen is not deen. To have that actual amal, that is what is deen. So anyway, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, He Himself is sending durood. And as I mentioned, Allah doesn't do it as ibadat. Allah is ma'bud. Allah is not abid. Who's ibadat must Allah make? So what is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending durood? Allah reward our ulama. What a beautiful explanations they have given us. Allah's durood is two meanings. One is that Allah is continuously sending salawat. The meaning of salawat, rahmat-e khassa, special mercies of Allah. Continuously Allah is sending down on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the Rauza-e Mubarak, on Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every moment Allah's special mercies are coming down. More than the Victoria Falls, Niagara Falls, and all the waterfalls of the world put together. These waterfalls are such, you stand at a great distance from the actual falls. But the splashes of water, it comes down with so much of force that your clothes get wet. And the people around there who hire out raincoats you wear, so that your clothes don't get wet. So powerful those falls are. So Allah's rahmat is coming down more than all the waterfalls. Allah's rahmat falls is coming down on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there you don't have to wear a raincoat. The raincoat of guna that we have got, we are covered in gunas. Go to the Ahlullah and Mashayikh and take off the raincoat of guna. Then go for Rauza, to Rauza Mubarak. And then you don't have to stay for 3 weeks. You don't have to stay 1 month also. Just transit visa. Just one day you get one ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that rahmat which is coming down so greatly is going to cover you. And when that will happen, you'll see your condition or ajab tar hal dekhte hai dil aur jigar ko apna. You'll see your heart is different. That one, you just managed to make one salatu salam. And if you got the raincoat of guna, you stay there 1 month also. But your raincoat of guna doesn't allow one drop of Allah's rahmat to touch you also. So that is one thing, Allah's rahmat coming down continuously. The other meaning of Allah Ta'ala's sending durood, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We are raising your position, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the time we are raising your position. And we have made your zikr very, very high. Then what to say of the zaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says that the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kafan on the body, and that kafan which is touching the ground, that crown is more superior than Kaaba Sharif. That crown is more superior than the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And in this beautiful poem that فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاعُ وَالْأَكَمُ. And the sand that touches that sand, and we're just a few meters away. We are standing on that sand which Allah Ta'ala has made so blessed also. And all the precincts and the surroundings, the mountains and the hills, all Allah has made blessed. And the more closer you are to Rauza-i Mubarak, the more closer you are to Madinatul Munawwara, what are the anwarat and the barakat and Allah's rahmat that is coming down there all the time. So that is Allah is sending there. So Allah, when this ayat was revealed, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba ikram, what does this mean? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَ. The Sahaba, who had great, great respect and adab, they said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Then Allah's Rasul, then Jibreel alayhi salam came with the tafsir. And what was the tafsir? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. That whenever Allah said, I will be remembered, I've made this arrangement in the world, you will be remembered with me also. And Allah has made this arrangement. But how much do we remember our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Hey, where and when do we remember our Nabi? By sunnahs, how much do we remember? Even if you are practicing sunnahs, how much are doing it by habit? To make amal on any sunnah, entering the toilet with the left leg, coming out with this in mind, this is the sunnah of my Nabi. If you without that niyat, you practice on sunnah. But with that niyat, you can't imagine how much you go closer to Allah. But to be conscious, your dimaag, to be hazir, and with that in mind, anything, you make miswak as a habit, and you make miswak as a sunnah. With this in mind, there's a sunnah of my Nabi. Whatever, you walk out of the masjid, left leg. You come in with your right, but with this, there's a sunnah of my Nabi. That makes that sunnah's value so great by Allah Ta'ala. So to have that in us, that Allah Ta'ala is raising the position of Nabi, so his zikr Allah has made so high. So Allah has made it that due to geographical differences in the world, the sun is rising at this moment is somewhere in the world. It is setting somewhere in the world. All the time, somewhere somebody is reading Zuhr, somebody is reading Asr, everywhere. And every namaz has got azan before it. And if you think of Cairo, city of 1,000 minarets, if you think of Karachi, city of 1,000 masjids, Kuala Lumpur, Jakarta, how many places, hey, how many masjids? Every masjid azan is where ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So every second, continuously in the airwaves, here we are sitting, and we all have to admit and accept that in the airwaves there is Radio Pakistan also now. If you got the right apparatus, a radio that you can catch, sitting here, you can catch Radio Pakistan. There is Radio China also. And if you're sitting here, you can catch it. It's in the airwaves. And you can catch it and you can hear from China the news. You can hear from Karachi the news, from Pakistan. From the whole world you can hear. So adhans which are going are captured in the airwaves. If we have the right apparatus, you can download it. You can catch it all the time. And every second azans are carrying on. How high, where Allah's zikr, Allah's, nothing else in the world is so much. From the morning till the night, we hear Fajr azan in the morning, Isha azan the whole day we hear in azan. From the time we were born, azan in the right ear, takbir in the left ear. When we die, when they close your eyes, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Your janazah namaz, where thana takes place, that namaz won't be complete until you don't read Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. From morning to night, east to west, north to south, from birth to death, Allah's zikr and Allah's Rasul zikr. So much Allah's deen is alive. But as a Muslim, how much am I connected? Where is my radio to download, to catch all the azans, to catch that? It's not coming in my heart. My antenna is broken. Oh, I've got no antenna. I'm not capturing. Yes, Radio China I can catch. Radio Pakistan I can catch. But I can't catch the azans in my heart. So Allah has made the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so high. Continuously in the world. And Allah's special rahmat is descending on Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Then Allah said, wa malaikatuhu. The malaika, the nufus-e qudsiyah, pure, pure beings, 100% pure. Not our Shaykh rahmatullah explained that even Jibreel alayhi salam, if the most beautiful hoor of Jannah have to come and sit in his lap, he won't know whether it's a stone or whether it's a stick. And they got nothing of this in them. So those pure nufus of Allah who don't think of a guna also, they are also sending durood continuously on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What is their durood? The ulama have written the durood of the malaika are the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything you take in delivery of your brand new Mercedes Benz coming by after 2 days, how much don't you think of it? You put a carpet, 5-sheet carpet in your garage for your Mercedes also. You clean out your garage and taking delivery. Your thoughts are in it all the time. And you just can't stop talking about it. You bought your new S3 phone, S4 phone. You can't stop talking about it. Anything like this, what you like so much, you're just talking about it. How is it that we're not talking of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We're not even thinking about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The thing is, we haven't recognized our Nabi. The malaika who know the honorable position of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so they can't help it. They just are all the time engaged in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And why won't it be so when Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself has declared, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, that your position, your zikr we have made so high. When Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, your akhlaq. Not that you have such great akhlaq, but you are the possessor, you are the sole distributor. We have given you the franchise of akhlaq. Nobody else, if you want to know what akhlaq is, there is no other place you can go but the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is what is akhlaq. If you think that you're in the aeroplane and smiling with the air hostess all the time, and for every small petty excuse calling her all the time and talking with her and smiling, I got good akhlaq. And you're making a joke with her here and there, that good akhlaq, that is no good akhlaq. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thought is akhlaq, only that is akhlaq. So to have that akhlaq, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is the he's got the franchise Allah has given him of that akhlaq, and he's the sole distributor of that akhlaq. So the malaika who know this, the position of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they are continuously in his praises. When Allah Ta'ala said, and really we take deen very lightly, the ayats, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you, we have only sent you as a complete embodiment of mercy. Who doesn't like mercy? Who doesn't like compassion and kindness? This is Mujassam-e Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this compassion and this kindness. Today we praise somebody who he did so much for his country and all that, because we don't know how much Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for humanity. How much he sacrificed for humanity. A person because of which crooks are roaming freely on the road, and innocent citizens are locked in their houses there to make their houses jail. We say, oh, what a great achievement. A person who opened the doors of import-export trade, and people are involved more in dunya, they haven't got time for themselves also. وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Their health, they haven't got time. Their family, they haven't got time. Their rest, they haven't got time. They only got time for all this import, export trade. Now going to China, now going to Hong Kong, now going to Dubai. All this dunya all the time. Did that person give the dunya freedom, or did he put them in a jail? Of all these things. Country now allows Mr. John to get married to Mr. Jack, and they celebrate it. Man getting married to man, woman getting married to woman. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the world freedom, but we don't even think. And who celebrates? And there is a way. Ramzan is a month of celebration, but how is that celebration? Roza in the day, Taraweeh at night. Increase your ibadat, increase your tilawat. So this is the celebration, to celebrate the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we practice upon sunnahs, and to be appreciative and thankful that durood automatically comes in on your tongue. Allahu Akbar. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam's position, Hazrat Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي, my eye has never seen anyone as beautiful as you. وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء. No woman ever has given birth to anyone as beautiful and handsome as you. خلقت مبرعا من كل عيب كأنك خلقت كما تشاء. You have been created pure from every fault, as though you, Allah made you how you wanted. So when we, if we knew that, our hearts will be with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Automatically durood will come, and we'll cherish and love the sunnahs. To wear the sunnah beard, we'll never be shy. We will now, na'uzu billah, never think of it as a disgrace. To every act of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we will thank Allah. Oh Allah, you blessed me with this great, wonderful deen and this wonderful Nabi, and you'll just want to become. See our children, see the hair they keeping, haircuts they made. What funny, funny haircuts. Just because some person, we were with Yusuf in UK, and we were the host of one optician. And at that time, one soccer player, I think, he scored a goal or something. And the sunglasses he was wearing, so he says those sunglasses went like hotcakes. Just because he scored one goal, he said, I was selling that sunglasses for £50 a pair. I sold them at £500 a pair, and all of mine got finished. And I had to order more. So we cherish the people of this dunya. Some film star, film actress, some politician, we go mad after these people. And just take the little trouble of finding what their personal life is. And you'll see it's total rot, total ugliness what their life is. And the man of Allah, starting from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at the outside life, look at the inside life, how great these people are. But we, where our priorities are, where do, to what are we giving importance? Durood Sharif and imitating Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest fashion is the fashion of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of our youngsters, we got all one time, we used to go to Krukasdok town to make Juma. That was just the apartheid time still. And very few Muslims were living in the town. Most of the masjids in the old areas where the Muslims were moved away by the Group Areas Act. So this masjid became empty. So very few people, only their businesses were still in town. Otherwise the masjids are empty. So one person made Zohar namaz on a Saturday afternoon. Very few people come for namaz. No imam also there was. It didn't pay the people to keep an imam. So one youngster went and made Juma namaz. And on his back, on his t-shirt, was a naked woman's picture. And he's making imamat like that. Mm-hmm. That is our clothing that we, and he didn't even wear a jubba over it. And he's making imamat like that. So this is the condition. All these things we cherish, some soccer player going to our children's room, and from one wall to the other, the big Ferrari is there. How much we cherish that. And look at them, all the toys they have, the computer games. And what evil is not on the computer games? For example, on the computer games, there is one game that there is a book on the ground, and whoever kicks it, and the more he kicks it, the more points he scores, he wins the game. And when you superimpose on that book, it is the Quran Sharif. One game, there is a terrible noise carrying on. And everyone hates that noise. When you analyze that, it's no noise, it is the adhan. How they are putting the hatred of deen. And we think that children put computer games, otherwise they're going by the neighbors, they're going by other people, we don't know what they're doing. Let them do it at home. If they are eating filth and dirt outside, not give him filth and dirt inside the house now. One game, they are the villains, the bad guys. And how many of them you kill them? You get scoring so many points. When you check up, who are they? They are the Muslims. The Muslims are put in our mind. They are the bad people. They are the bad guys. All these things are happening. We don't know who our Nabi, but dunya's things, all our sports, our games, our clothing, our brand names, our fashion, that has become the in thing for our young girl. She's got the car key in her hand, cell phone on the ear, and her handbag dangling from her shoulder, and she's sitting in the car with sunglasses on, not on the eyes, on top of her head. Now she's an in woman, and all the other young girls also, oh, we must become like her. She's like the in thing. all these things, our priorities are gone upside down totally. We don't realize which direction we have to go. And Allahu Akbar, in our houses we can't talk about it. We have to keep quiet. She's bringing money in. And she's got a tongue that she'll give you. Even for the father, she'll give him such a tongue lashing. We also just have to keep quiet. And this keeping quiet is a sign of our weak iman. And may Allah save us, it's a sign of our nifaq. That we can't speak about these things. If there was a snake is coming for that girl, you won't speak. You'll say, no, she'll feel bad, I'm going to tell her there's a snake there. You'll definitely speak. There's a fire. How you will speak? The fire of Jahannam is catching her. And you're keeping quiet. Either you haven't seen it, there's nifaq. Or either your iman is gone very weak. So anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position is so high. One poet says, kya nazar thi? What was just that nazar of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Jisne murdo ko masiha kar diya. That made people who were dead themselves. What was the condition of the Sahaba before Islam, before the pagan Arabs, etc.? They made the world come on right. Jo khud raah pe nahi the, auron ke haadi ban gaye. Who were on the wrong road themselves. Today they became the guides of others. And in the ummah till today, how many people who were in wrong lives, but by the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became the guides of so many people. فَهُوَ الَّذِي تَمَّ مَعْنَاهُ وَصُورَتُهُ ثُمَّ اصْطَفَاهُ حَبِيبًا بَارِعُ النِّسَمِ. Allah chose him. His character was perfect. His beauty was perfect. Allah chose him. He's like the morning dew drops. Allah chose him and made him his. So, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position, so great. May Allah give us tawfiq to study seerat. To stay with people, to learn the love of Nabi alayhi salat. To learn the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Allah has given Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that great and auspicious position. And if that comes into us, then automatically, we don't even have to be told, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Oh, the people of Iman, those, and this is a sign you got Iman, that you have realized that Allah is sending durood. That you have realized the Malaika ascending. You have realized the honorable position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't need a bayan. Somebody, if you were in hospital 6 months, you couldn't pay your rental, you couldn't pay your water and lights, and you are in terrible arrears, and somebody comes and put 100,000 in your hand. Go, sort yourself out, pay all your accounts and pay your water and buy groceries for the house, everything. You have to tell that person, tell him Jazakallah. Or is it automatic? He'll become his dog for the life. That this man, he did so much for me at a time when nobody cared about me. My family didn't look at me. Nobody, as a stranger, he came and he put 100,000 in my hand. And I sorted my whole life, he'll sing the praises. Or billions of people can do that for somebody. More than that are the favors of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on me and you. Are the favors of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Allah's entire creation. All of mankind. Allah's Rasul's favors are on the non-believers also. Allah's Rasul's favors are on the animals also. Allah's Rasul's favors are on the mountains and on the seas also. لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ. Agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi nahi hota. It is all in the sadqa of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But mine and your position, not one jazakallah. Not one word of thanks and praise. Yeah, we start our program. The MC, Maulana Rashid, my dear friend. The mashallah, what a beautiful qiraat. What a beautiful nazam, mashallah. Everything we will say. But one praise for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, and from the heart, the more as a most as a formality and salutations on the choicest creation of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But our mind is also not with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are reading durood, but our mind is not with them. We are reading at Rozai Mubarak. We are in Medina Sharif. We are more worried of the politics of our country. We are more worried of the sports scores. Who won which test match? Who scored how much? That we are more, while we are in Medina Sharif. So we have to correct ourselves. Then Allah told us that you also read durood. The greatest business, we know lot of types of business, wholesale, retail business, car manufacture, car retail, franchise of this, French, lot of business we know. If we don't know, there is a business like sending durood also, which has got the smallest investment and the greatest return. No hard work. In my limited knowledge, on one durood, a reward of 70. You bought for 1 rand and you sold for 70. You bought for 1 million rand and you sold for 70 million rand. And no overheads also. No deductions also. For anything, net profit. And in fact, Allah increases on that so much. And the grains of dunya will remain here. The sawabs of akhirat, wherever you travel in the world, it will be with you there also. And at the time of maut especially, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, and it will be for you, with you forever in Jannah. It comes in the hadith sharif, من صلى عليه صلاة واحدة. A person who sends once durood on me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What great effort was in there. Hey, will your throat get dry? Will you, is it a big thing to memorize and to learn this dua, this formula? Do you need to buy a laptop in order to you need Wi-Fi? You need any connection? Nothing. Everyone can read. But you read that one durood, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. And the durood we send with our dirty and filthy mouth, our minds are filthy. And Allah is subhan, pure. Allah will send 10 pure duroods. And one durood, that means Allah's special rahmat on you. You will find peace in your life. You will find contentment. But send the durood as it's supposed to. Sallimu taslima, with love, with devotion. And we're in abundance and durood sharif. One durood we send, Allah Ta'ala raises your position in Jannah by 10. Allah adds 10 good deeds to your record of deeds. Forgives 10 of your sins. One durood, and Allah Ta'ala sends 10 salams on you. One durood we read, and 10 malaika make dua for you. One durood we read, and you get the reward of freeing 10 slaves. Allahu Akbar. One durood and 70 in return. You don't need a premises. You don't need connection of lights in your premises. You don't need staff. You don't need anything. And the great, wallah, more greater than any business in the world. All the other business of deen, tilawat of Quran, namaz, nafil namazes, all that. But durood is such a great business. So Allah Ta'ala has commanded us that you also send durood. And we should open our hearts. So we make niyat now, every person in his heart, that on a daily basis, how many durood am I going to send? Eh? Everyone make niyat now. And on for a Friday, increase it. And start with even 10. Many of us think 10 is too little for me. Only 10? I'll read 1,000. And we don't even start. You get stuck before you start. Like you want to, your car is on a incline, up, going up, and you still want to drive off in fourth gear. It hardly will pull off and it will switch off. So we also make big niyats and we don't even start with little, but really think of it, it's very important. Just make 10 durood and fix a time. Make a slot for it. That in that time, no other word, this is my durood time. And I'm going to read my durood in that time. MashaAllah, some friends I've met, they said, from that time you told us, since that day I'm reading my durood. And this is what makes us extremely happy. Hey, results are coming. But very, very few friends. Hey, and the report, those who are murid, this is the report you have to give your sheikh. That I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But if there's no report to present, how are you going to present your report? Imam Ali Rashid. So if we got a report, then we can present a report. And a person, the akhirat, when our report will come, a person who's good report, how muqra'u kitabiya. For who fi ishati, person goes, everyone will go with any excuse. See, I got my report here. Yeah, he just makes an excuse. And a person whose report is bad, he keeps quiet. He hides it away. He doesn't talk about it also. So we should give our report also, if we got a report to give, that I'm reading so much regularly. Then see, that is where Islam of a person. One friend, Riaz, is here. He's from India originally. His alim in his town told him, if you don't give your report regularly to your sheikh, you're going to be left out. You're not going to benefit. So mashallah, then he wrote a nice letter. So that is a very important aspect. Otherwise we make ourselves happy and there, but no contact, no report is given, nothing whatsoever. I'm making myself happy. No, give this report. My tilawat is carrying on, at least my namazes. Today, Allahu Akbar, one good mufti of ours, who is with us all the time, when this bayan was given on this other subject, he came and he said, how many of my namazes are qaza? A mufti sahab and his namazes. How many of us are making our namazes on time? Are making it with jamaat? Though we are ulama and we are muftis also, but our namazes with jamaat, concentration, devotion is a very far away thing. How many of us, our tilawat is in order, our zikr is in order, our relationship with our wives, in this basic things we are still neglecting. And we are proud South African Muslims, top Muslims. South Africa, how many darlums, how the tabligh work is carrying on. Now khankas also, and what we got in South Africa. But even the basics still, we are still. And mashallah, how many people who have realized, and many, they are increasing all the time. The emails come that outwardly, I'm a maulana, I give bayans also. But inward, I know what my condition is. How bad I am inwardly. So such people benefit, who speak about the illness and they are keen to improve themselves, those people benefit. But those who only want praises all the time, we are doing this work, we are doing that, I'm doing this, and no illness, who is it that hasn't got a weakness? A person wants to become hopefully perfect. We can't reach perfection, but he will speak of his weaknesses and he will want solutions, and then he improves all the time. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand the honorable position of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, and to read durood sharif in abundance, and read it sallimu taslima. In their ulama have written, in abundance and with affection and with love and devotion, read your durood sharif. Then see how you benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So all make niyat, inshallah, to make amal on sunnats also. To read a sunnat kitab in the home, or just repeat one sunnat every day for 1 week in the house, so that sunnat can become alive. How many of us would read, for example, the dua when wearing clothes? How many of us? Many of us will be knowing the dua. All won't. But who reads the dua? The dua after drinking water. Alhamdulillah, alladhi saqani adban furatan bi rahmatihi. Many people will know. But reading it, how many people after eating, I notice, no bismillah at the beginning. Allah make him prove me wrong. But what I notice, that no bismillah at the end, no alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana. Just get up and we go. The dishes are making sounds, dead things. The spoons are making sound, but ashraful makhluqat is dumb. He doesn't make a single sound of any appreciation. These are basic things. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا، وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.